out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Tech problem-ing at you from Pensacola, Florida, and Panama City adjacent-esque Florida at the same time, US of A. It's a little bit after, well, you know, it's like 20 minutes after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Same after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or you gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, maybe Stitcher, crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever you're receiving us. We appreciate the, I don't know, diplomatic fuck out of it. Trying to be topical. We're going to be here for the next, hour 40. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully our tech problems are surmounted. I'm not 100% convinced. But I think everything's going out and you can be heard. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, what's our diplomat? What's Trump's diplomatic doctrine? The Trump doctrine?
Oh, I just,
we're America, bitches.
Oh yeah. Fuck you. America alone. Not first.
That.
It's great. It's easy to be first when you're alone.
No. Right.
That's the bar is low if you're the only one in the contest.
Right. You win the contest.
Over lots going on, everybody. Like I said, Ryan is down again. Pool and pussy cat sitting.
God.
And I thought I had it. And then we fired everything up and it wasn't working. So, I don't know. I did some more twisting and pulling and tweaking and breaking a shit.
Good job.
And now it seems to be kind of working. I could see your meter bouncing. So I believe you could be heard.
Oh, okay. Yay. Good job, dude.
In fact, I'm going to turn you down just a little. See here. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday, everybody. If you want to help us out at Screaming Little Liberal Media, you can go to Amazon if you're going to buy shit on the internet. So go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just.
We get paid, baby.
Helps us out at Screaming Liberal Media. It's like you're in Korea. There's a delay.
Oh, yeah. I'm not, though. I'm not in Korea. I'm actually live from Singapore. I'm sitting next to Dennis Rodman from Potcoin.
You guys are going to get caned together?
Oh, yes. Cane me, Dennis.
Isn't that the place that canes people? If you, like, have weed?
Hell yeah, baby.
Maybe.
Right. Or if you just, yeah, even or if you just say the wrong thing, you get caned.
So Trump, all upset that he didn't get 6 rim jobs he was expecting at the G7.
Wow.
And
God damn.
I tweeted that. I can't claim that as an original thought right now. I'm just running through the script. He didn't, you know, he went there thinking everybody should kiss his ass. Everybody should kiss America's ass. And
fuck you.
Yeah. And it didn't happen. Not a lot of that happened. Do you see that picture? The famous picture now that's out today with Angela leaning down on the table, kind of looming over him. She looks like it really looks like a preschool teacher lecturing some little shithead.
Fuck you.
some little crotch spawn toddler, some little entitled, I don't know, let's call him a Trump. And
the dick fuck.
Yeah. And the rest of them standing around, everybody just looks frustrated. Fucking Bolton. Somebody pointed out in that picture that there's only two people that seem to be conversating. And
right.
It's I think it's Emmanuel Macron, the the grand poobah of France, and fucking John what? Bolton. John fucking Ooh, Bolton yes. is dealing with leaders of the real leaders of the free world, and the one making arguments there
yes.
is John Cunting Bolton.
Right. Hey, listen, I have two thoughts. Number one, shout out to listener David. He's our volunteer audio engineer today. He's going to shoot me a message if our signal goes off into the void. And is
you didn't know yeah. you have to work is when you're John listening Bol- to us.
Yeah. So sorry. So sorry. Is John Bolton a bear or an otter?
Oh, fuck. How can you insult otters?
I don't
or
know.
Bears.
I don't know.
Doesn't that matter?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry to both.
he's a hyena or I don't know. I can't think of some.
Right.
I can't think of an animal that is loathsome like John Bolton.
Yeah. You know, can you answer me a question? Because are we going to talk about the summit today?
Sure. I'm sure that's the headline.
Okay.
So,
I have
yeah.
a summit. Okay. Explain this to me. We want a nuclear deal with North Korea, right? That's what we want.
Yes.
Okay. So, but with Iran, we had a nuclear deal.
But it
right?
wasn't. Yeah, but the black guy did it.
Oh, okay. Because it seems weird to me that we tore up that one that we had, but we want one with North Korea. It just seems stupid.
And I have no doubt that the same, Tehran Tom, Trader Tom Cotton, and those assholes that squealed piggy squeals, apologies to pigs.
Fuck you.
That squealed right. their fucking heads off over the Iran deal that it wasn't good enough. It was giving up too much. Obama just bent over for the fucking Iranians. And I have no doubt that America's hole will be blown out by the time this summit is over. Because Trump is going to go in there, first of all, terrifyingly enough, meeting one-on-one. Did you hear that?
God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
it's yeah. just going to be, well, a little bit of a foursome. Their translators are going to be in there. Because Kim speaks, there was an article, I forget where it was today, but talk about how Kim went to school in Switzerland. And speaks English, but they said not well enough to understand Trump.
I don't believe that
neither can we.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Understand Trump.
He
is,
went
is
to
the
school.
Point.
Oh yeah. But I think he does. I mean, well, didn't
I, yeah, he, I just, I think he's, you can't understand Trump.
Oh, okay.
Cause he you know, it'll be too. Trump speak is so moronic,
right?
That they, you know, he can't handle it in English. It's going to have to be translated by a really good fucking translator.
He just like right. I get you because he uses all this slang and all these expressions and
it changes yeah. thoughts and tremendous.
Oh right. Oh my God.
Word
I mean,
salad.
We've read some of it. We've read some of his fucking tweets. I mean, all his tweets on our show.
Or read a transcript of him talking.
Translating that shit into Korean can't be easy. I mean, and also, right. you know, they're going to have a... Do you think both of us have super-duper spies as the translators? I mean, I would think we do, right? Surely.
Well,
there's somebody
in
there.
I'm sure they do. I don't... who fucking knows what Trump has? He probably... it was like, there's a great Korean restaurant down the street. Get that guy. I like him.
Oh, yeah.
He can translate
yeah, I got a good.
Me.
I have a good feeling about this.
Yeah.
God.
There was a great waitress at my favorite Korean barbecue restaurant. I'm going to take her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to be negative about this fucking summit, but I think it's done anyway. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, Kim Jong-un gets a big victory because he gets to walk around Singapore. Look like a normal person, kind of. And he's not going to get shit out of Trump. And all Trump's going to get is a fucking photo op. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Trump's holed up somewhere getting peed on by Singaporean hookers or something. And
oh, really? Oh, did they do that over there?
And, well, just everywhere.
Oh, really?
Golden
okay.
showers are
right.
Pretty standard. But he...
the only thing I like...
He's not out and about. He's holed up. They're saying with his advisors. You know, right. He's fucking sleeping, trying to sleep it off. He looks like shit. Did you see that last... press conference he gave when he left the G7 in a huff. He really looked weird.
No.
And there were a couple of reporters that were like, I don't think he looks well.
Right.
Like,
what's wrong with him?
Well,
he's
really like slurry.
Stressed out pants?
Ashen and slurry. And he's probably exhausted because he eats Happy Meals all day and he's 70 fucking 3 years old, two, three, whatever. He's got a birthday coming up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And he must be worried, you know, he's got to be worried about little Paulie Manafort, because I feel like little Paulie Manafort is just about to spill the beans, don't you think?
Yeah, he's going to be putting his pinky rings into an envelope at the jail.
Is he going back? I haven't.
That's coming up. I mean, Manafort filed those papers accusing him of witness tampering. And they're going to
Mueller did.
Mueller against Manafort. And they're going to have a hearing, and they want to revoke his bail, which means jail.
You know, I'm learning. Yeah, I'm learning so much. Rachel Maddow had somebody on that talked about like what goes on if you're like Paul Manafort, you're in remand, you got bail and shit. You know, you're not allowed to call people involved with the case and tell them what to say. During trial, you're not allowed to do that.
It's kind of a given, yeah.
Apparently,
they frown on that.
There was somebody famous on another case. I wish I could remember the name. The guy who was remanded on bail, and he got because you're not allowed to commit any crimes when you're on bail, or they just revoke it and throw you back in jail.
Right.
This motherfucker, somebody in Jersey was in trouble for large, like big time fraud, money laundering, and he got stopped on.
Sorry, that's Jeff Sessions interrupting you.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff. Right. You don't even have to put your kids up for adoption these days. You just need ICE to take them from you.
Right.
But this guy got busted for going 180 miles an hour down the Long Island Expressway.
Oh, wow.
What an idiot. He went back to jail. I don't remember who the fuck that is. I don't know. It's Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, Manafort... initially got the ankle bracelets because he fucked up once. Remember, he did that op-ed that he pretended wasn't him.
And oh yeah, with that guy.
Yeah,
KK,
and they wanted. Remember, he was out and about. He wasn't under house arrest.
Yeah,
and then they.
What a dickhead!
Yeah, then he fucked up, and they put two ankle bracelets on him. And now
you know,
they want to
revoke
what
I don't
it.
Understand. If you want somebody to write a positive op-ed about you or some blog, why didn't he handwrite it and give it to someone and then have them like physically go to the guy and hand it to him? Why are they contacting each other on email?
Well,
it was Facebook.
It was
text
Slack or something. It was they thought it was they thought it was encrypted, which it is. But then they fucked up their settings. And backed up.
Oh, that's right.
All their stuff to their fucking cloud.
Right.
Yeah. And they didn't realize that you can then delete all that shit off your phone. But if you don't have your settings right on the cloud, all your shit's still up in the cloud. So they got a judge's order to be able to look into the cloud. And they found these messages where Manafort's like, okay, here's what you're going to say. Here's what you tell them.
Paul. Dear Paul Manafort, get somebody born in the 90s or, you know, or in 2000. Get some young kid to fix your account so you don't get busted, you fucking idiot.
Too bad his daughters.
What shitty spies.
Too bad his daughters hate him.
Oh, they hate the shit. They're like, I'm not going to help you, Dad. All your messages are in the cloud, stupid. They hate him.
The we can get into the headlines really quick. The reason Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, the mellifluous tones of Jeff Bosesh popped up was a goddamn fucking autoplay video over at the HuffPo.
God.
And the headline there, I'm not going to play the stupid drop. We're short on time. We got 20 minutes stolen right from us from the podcasting gods. The headline at the HuffPo says immigration crackdown. Oh, what a great country we live in. Immigration crackdown on domestic abuse victims.
What? God damn.
The Trump administration restricts asylum access for victims of gang and domestic violence. So, if gangs are targeting you in Guatemala or Ecuador or Venezuela, etc., and you want to come here seeking asylum because you're going to get, I don't know, killed if you go back, well, we're going to restrict those. Sorry, go back.
Good. Does no one have any fucking empathy for us? I mean, do we not have any empathy for anyone?
Whatever. Right now, you know, it's a shit country.
It's fucked up.
Untold numbers of victims of violence, including women abused by their partners, could be denied asylum and deported back to danger at home because of a new ruling Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III issued today.
God damn. That is so fucking fucked up.
It's just fucking,
I mean,
evil.
What do they want? They just want to make our country white. There's no other way to think about it. I mean, this is going to make undocumented people not call the police when they need to, not go to the doctor, not do anything, just hide.
He's using his power to restrict who can receive asylum, arguing a current lack of clarity and decisions that hold out hope where a fair reading of the law gives none have cruelly hurt many people. Oh, in other words, he's saying, well, you know, we're nice to you for a while because we might let you in. And that's giving them false hope.
Shit.
That's giving them false hope and hurting them, treating them like humans while they're seeking asylum.
No, okay. Wow, that makes a lot of fucking sense. Jesus Christ. What? I think Jeff Sessions, first of all, what this motherfucker telling people about the rule of law is so hypocritical.
I know.
Did he not lie to people during his confirmation hearing?
Yeah. Any Republican right now can't talk about the rule of law.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So
he should have to wear a Klan's robe when he works, when he goes on.
Well, we don't know what he's got under those suits. I got my magic Klan underwear on today, my Klan boxers and my tidy whities.
You know, you make a joke. But do those racist people in the Klan? Oh, right. Penis hood. You know what I learned? This is totally off subject, but you brought up penis. I was talking to my middle brother out in Alaska, and, you know, by the way, happy birthday to my nephew. He was telling me that, absolutely, yeah. You know what they did? You know that powdered color you throw on people's faces in India? The holly thing?
Oh, sure, yeah.
The holy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it. Jeffrey got a bunch of that, and all the kids threw it on each other. I saw pictures. It was great. Listen, this is a penis tip or whatever. It's okay. A better way to say that. If you're going hiking somewhere cold, really cold, to prevent frostbite upon your cock, bring a third glove to put your dick in.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, gentlemen.
All right.
Ladies.
Right. Hey, probably. Listen, or whatever you want to stuff in there. Bring an extra glove. That's all.
Catholics won't be able to, though, right?
What do you mean? They're not allowed to cover their...
No, I'm kidding. That's where you can get the gourd.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the headline over there. That how wonderful that we're now by, so it's being cruel to them. Letting them in is being cruel to them. Giving them hope.
That's stupid.
Giving them hope that they may be able to have asylum here in the United States is being cruel to them. So we should just launch them the fuck back right away. Take their kids away first and make sure they'll never see them again. Then launch them the fuck back. Because that's what, you know, America right. does.
I heard Jeff Bezos talking about political asylum and how we're making that like the fix for everything. Like it's being used too broadly. But if you're fleeing a country, because who knows why? Who cares? I assume it's for a scary reason. You know, these are like political asylum's been used as a solution to every problem. I'm like, well, it kind of is a solution to every problem if you're fleeing somewhere, right?
Right.
I mean, you need asylum,
right?
And he thinks we're applying that too generously.
Yes. And I don't, three out of four of my grandparents came from elsewhere. And I don't believe right. they had to seek political asylum.
Yeah.
They came in.
But they're white.
They pretended, well, one was Irish. Actually, Irish and Serbian. Remember, didn't I show you an article one time about, they were ranking, this is back from like the turn of the previous century, the 1900s.
Yes.
Where some horrible right. racist organization listed the subhumans that we can't allow into this country. And like number one and two were the Irish and the Serbs.
Oh my God.
I was like, fuck you all.
What the fuck though? Why the Irish and the Serbs? Are that? I mean, I just,
because it was at that time, it was the pristine Northern white people thought that the Irish and the Eastern Europeans were beneath them. How dare you let them in here? They're going right. to take all our jobs. They're going to take everything. No Irish need apply. I've seen signs like that before.
Wow. But why? Their skin is white.
But yeah. It's still xenophobia. It's easier to blame someone when they're brown.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because you can see them, you can spot them, but those Irish and the Serbs, they're insidious.
You got to figure them out. It's so fucked up.
But look
up,
at
man.
Some of the horrible racist cartoons from back then, and the Eastern Europeans and the Irish were depicted as like Cro-Magnon with like one eyebrow, unibrows, hairy all over.
Oh, God.
Knuckle dragging. It was just
That's
awful.
Shitty.
So, you know, this country's got a long history of these white people in this country. They have a long history of being fucking assholes. The white Northern Europeans.
And that's, you know, yeah. And think about how deeply our racism is ingrained into our culture. That to me is why when you say, oh, I don't want to be politically correct. We shouldn't have to be politically correct. You mean I can't say this word? I'm like, no, you can't, because we're trying to undo something that is so ingrained in our culture, it's nearly impossible. So doing little things like being politically correct, I think, helps. I mean, you know, at least it shows an effort. Make an effort, you know?
Uh, 20 hours ago, great to be in Singapore. Excitement in the air.
Did he really say that?
20 hours ago.
Excitement in the air.
Yeah, sure.
What do you care about the air, dickhead? You withdraw from the Paris Accords. You don't care about the fucking air. It's pollutants in the air because of you.
So, yeah, I mean, going back, there's just so many. He's angry pants. Let's see what the, before I get to the Trump stream. Over at the Drudge Report, It says, world awaits.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Trump and Kim for 2 hours. They're going to be alone for 2 hours. And Trump is like, I don't, go ahead.
I thought it was 45 minutes. I thought it got shortened.
I don't know. The Daily Mail is saying 2 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
President Donald Trump will meet North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un one-on-one when the two leaders come face-to-face for the first time at 9 a.m. tomorrow, Singapore time, which will be, it's 9 p.m. Eastern.
I thought it was today. I thought the fucking summit was today.
For us, it's today. It's tonight. For Singapore, it's tomorrow
morning.
Oh,
okay.
U.S. official
on MSNBC said,
U.S. official.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
U.S. official said Trump and Kim will speak with only translators present before a joint meeting with their delegations. Oh, so maybe altogether it's 2 hours.
Oh, okay. So I heard like Andrea Mitchell said something about it only being 45 minutes and people think that's better than 2 hours or
maybe. As little time as possible. He's going to get worked. Holy fuck. He is going to get worked.
Oh yeah. Well, like this Kim Jong-un, I don't know shit about him, but I was listening to one of his old teachers talking about how when he taught the kid, like he existed under a fake name, you know?
Oh yeah. In Sweden or Switzerland.
Yeah, and he had an assumed identity. So this Kim Jong-un might be a little bit more of a spy than this fucking Donald Trump, you know?
And they weren't sure how old he was. He was like 14, they thought, at this prep school and this private school in Switzerland. Nobody knew who he was, by the way. It wasn't like, oh, my God, that's Kim Jong-il's son. Nobody knew who he was.
Right.
And the guy I saw an interview with, the guy was his classmate, and he was like, oh, he just, you know, I don't know, he just walked to school. We called him Un, but it was like,
yeah,
Kim Suk Un was the fake name he was going under.
Yeah, you know, I put up was looking for promos today that were related to the summit. And can I address the internet? Is the internet listening?
Of course, always.
Yes. Oh, by the way, hello, Kate. How's it going? How's everything? Is she all right?
Actually, she seems to be chasing a rabbit or something in her sleep. Her little legs are twitching while she's sleeping in her bed.
Oh, she's good. Oh, good. Listen, hello, internet. Can we stop with the fat shaming of Kim Jong-un? I'm not sticking up for Kim Jong-un. I'm just saying that, like, in a weird way, it's kind of insulting to all the people that he tortures and shit. Like, you're going to make fun of him because he's fat, you know?
Well, that's weird because he does look larger
Can you hear that phone?
Yes, and something said call from something.
I can't make it be quiet. I don't know how. It's like,
are we gonna hear,
I can unplug it.
Are we going to hear a message somebody leaves?
No. Hold on.
Oh,
it stopped. Okay.
But, so they're going to be alone.
Right.
And Trump is saying, you know, I don't need to prepare. But I prepare my whole life. I prepare my whole life for stuff like this. And
that's stupid.
And also said he's like, who knows? Who knows what'll happen? Who knows what'll happen? In fact, I'm gonna jump ahead a bit. The most recent tweet, 23 minutes ago.
Yes.
Meetings between staffs and representatives are going well and quickly, but in the end, that doesn't matter. We will all know soon whether or not a real deal, unlike those of the past, can happen. Right after these messages. He didn't say that. He didn't say right after these messages. But that's how he's doing it. Just wait. Tonight on Trump TV, Will it happen? Won't it happen? He says he's going to know within the first minute if he can trust this guy. I'm going to look at him and I'm going to know if he's willing to make a deal.
Oh my God. What a nightmare. What a lunatic.
And Trump is going in. There's no secret. These guys are going in saying we want complete denuclearization or nothing. There's no deal to be had.
Yeah. Right.
That's not how Trump works.
Well, also, he wants a win, though. He wants a win. And people are saying that he needs a win after this G6. Is it the G7 or the G6? What do they call it?
Well, we're still waiting. We might get kicked out. It's a 7.
Yeah. I'm not trying to parrot what I'm just hearing on the news, but apparently the G7 was a big bust for us. Is that right, you think?
I don't think it went real well. Well, if you're a deplorable and somewhere in fucking West Virginia, you're still hard over it. Look at the way he talked to all them globalists there. I'm sure Alex Jones is woozy from semen loss.
I yeah.
See what he did? See how he talked to them globalists? See what he did to them?
Right. Alex, you've already lost 4 quarts of semen. You can't afford it. One more drip. You need a transfusion.
There you go.
I can hear that.
Meetings between staffs and representatives are going well quickly, but in the end, that doesn't matter. We'll all know soon whether a real deal, unlike those of the past. You know, like when that black guy was there. That's what all the subtext is.
Donald! Yes, that black guy got a deal. He got a really good deal. And especially when you think about that Iran deal in context of how the North Korea, whatever you want to call this, is going, that was a good deal.
Yeah.
Right? Because you got to go in there, you verify shit, and they apparently were abiding by it, but that's a bad deal.
Trump must expect it to not go well because he just tweeted 1 minute ago. Stock market up almost 40% since the election. $7 trillion of U.S. value built throughout the economy. Lowest unemployment rate in many decades, with black and Hispanic unemployment lowest in history and female unemployment lowest in 21 years. Highest confidence ever! ! Look at me. Look how great I've done. So when this when this goes tits up is what he's saying. Man tits up.
Yeah.
When this goes in the shitter, just remember how great things are going. He's really trying to downplay.
Yeah. Shouldn't he say, when he says black unemployment, somebody like Donald Trump needs to say African-American unemployment. I mean, it just sounds fucked up, you know, coming out of his mouth, you know?
Is colored okay?
No, Donald, it's not the thing. But you know what? It's good that you asked. It's good that you asked.
That's true.
At least he asked. He's not asking. He wouldn't ask. You know, he sits around saying, well, back in my day, we used to say colored, and it was just fine.
Right.
Is Giuliani, hey, I have a question. Could you ask Rudy Giuliani if he's going to Singapore?
I don't know, but the worm is there. Dennis Rodman's already there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I wish I could remember what he said. That he got off the plane in the airport. They asked him some questions, and
he said one of the things he said was, "It's great to be a part of this." You're not. Potcoin sent your ass there. Did you see the video? He's got a giant T-shirt on that's like Potcoin.com.
Yeah.
Great to be a part of it. You're not.
Yeah, but you know what? You're forgetting what makes Dennis Rodman special, because our great leader reminded us, I forget when it was, maybe a couple of days ago, he's talking about Rodman. And, you know, excuse me, Rodman is a tall guy, but not for a basketball player.
Right.
And explain to me how he amassed all those rebounds with that inferior height. You know, I mean, he's amazing. He's good, discounting yeah. that. I don't know how that helps with the summit. You know, Potcoin, man. Do you think, I'm just trying to figure out this cryptocurrency. Do you think Potcoin, they were sitting around, they're like, what can we do to publicize our crypto? Somebody was like, listen, this is going to sound so fucking stupid, but if you think we wrote a check to Dennis Rodman for 10 grand, would he go to the summit and wear our shirt and, you know, you'll probably get a shit ton of headlines? Is that it?
Fuck yeah. We'll pay your way.
Oh, God.
Of course he's going to go.
Oh, man.
What else has he got going on?
Dude, you're making me, I'm telling you, that anecdote right there makes me just want to say, we need this some revolution. We got to get rid of these capitalists, all these crypto guys. Get the fuck out of here. You're fucking everything up with your money and your materialism. Everybody's getting the same haircut, the same uniform. We're fucked.
Are you moving away from your microphone?
Oh, no. I did stand up. So I was seated precariously on this hide-a bed, and I tried to get up quietly.
Oh, interesting.
I go sit down somewhere else. Sorry.
No. It just sounds like you got away from your mic a little bit. It got echoey.
Yeah.
Oh, much better.
Oh, that's better. Okay. I'm still in the pool house.
Oh, my God. Infinitely better. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Trump's in Singapore. We're waiting. He's tweeting. It's going to be great, but he's downplaying it. And I think he's, throwing flash grenades to his base. Like, look at all the blacks. They're all working. They're not taking your welfare.
I mean, you're right. Why isn't he talking about all the progress they're making at this summit?
Well, he did. He's like, everything's going well and quick, but it doesn't matter.
I mean, dude, not to sound like a lunatic, but geez. So he's going to have this summit with North Korea, with Kim Jong-un. He's going to have positive, nice things to say about this guy. I'm just guessing. And then he's going to talk positively about Putin. So is it now the U.S., North Korea, and Russia?
Yeah, we've joined the axis of evil.
But what about Germany and France and all those guys?
Fuck those cucks.
Oh, my God.
We don't need that.
I like those cucks. I like
everybody does.
Cucks.
Well, there was an article about all the staffers that are running around trying to put out fires now with all their Canadian counterparts and friends and French counterparts and friends and German counterparts. Like, people are calling him saying, don't, he's just blustering. Don't listen to him. We love you guys.
No. But, you know, at some point it's like, when do they just stop doing that and just get on board with the new system? Say, listen, we're aligning ourselves with these bad actors now. Quit trying to pretend like we're not doing that. You know, at some point that's going to happen. Oh, God. Hey, Bernie Bros, good job. Good job choosing between two equally corrupt candidates. Oh, my God.
I had,
you know what?
Another comment on our Facebook page. Somebody said, Putin, you know, gave Trump the election and instantly Hillary Clinton gave Trump the election.
No, dickhead. Listen, there's this little shitty bar down the street from where I'm at. And I've driven by. There's always motorcycles there. Lots of white people. I'm going to go on Amazon and order one of those Ready for Her t-shirts. I'm going to wear it down there and I'm going to tell them how I feel about their vote.
Boy.
They really fuck. Or maybe I won't.
That's a good day. Maybe not.
Maybe I won't do that. Maybe I'll stay in the pool house. I mean, people just need to be. Somebody needs to get yelled at. These Bernie Bros need to get yelled at. Oh God, I hate them.
God, there's a new report out from Bloomberg that everyone was encouraged by the fact that Trump announced he was leaving early. which meant they'd have their little soiree, their little dance, towel off, and then leave it to the adults to get together and hash out details of any kind of a beginning of a deal. They're like, oh, well, Trump said he's leaving early. That's very adult of him. Well, now they're saying that it was Kim that set a deadline of Tuesday for ending the summit.
Oh, my God.
Prompting Trump to move up his departure date to Tuesday instead of Wednesday as planned. So Kim's like, I'm done on Tuesday.
Wow. So wait a second.
Trump had been willing to stay longer. Trump had been willing to stay longer if negotiations were progressing. But Kim set definite plans for departure, so Trump did too then. Trump is like, I'll totally hang out with you, Un.
Right. I mean, God, did you think Kim Jong-un was aware that G7 was going on when he did that? I mean, we're just getting fucked with. So obviously he wanted to disrupt the fucking G7.
Well, yeah, that's on Putin's wedding registry.
Right.
It's on his and Putin's wedding gift registry. Disrupt the G7. Destabilize NATO. Ooh, check.
Yeah.
I'm working on those sanctions.
Does Trump travel around with his own toilet like Kim Jong-un? I was reading about this. You know, he does that because he's worried. Kim Jong-un is worried he's going to take a shit in the toilet. Foreign powers or spies will get a hold of his shit, analyze this shit, and will then be able to find a weakness to expose. Yeah, that is why that's why he carries a toilet with him.
Right.
God, can we... Listen, you know how we fix this? If I was a world leader, I would have a treaty. I would say spies are not allowed to fucking go through my shit. No spy on this planet is allowed to analyze shit.
Well, how are you going to keep...
Then we could all like not travel power with our own toilets. What do you find? Okay, let's say I'm a spy. I'm James Bond. I watched one of those Mission Impossibles last night. I don't know. With Tom Cruise. God, I wish we had an Ethan Hunt. I wish. We don't. We're fucked. Do you think somebody like Ethan Hunt is like going into the plumbing and finding the shit?
Huh? Well, yeah.
And he's looking through the shit. He's like, he's finding stuff in there to exploit a weakness. What do they find out that if you have some allergy? What do you find out for somebody's fucking shit?
I don't know. If they have a condition, they could find out if he's got some medical condition, maybe, that he doesn't want his people to know about.
Okay, send Donald a note. Tell him that he's not prepared to meet with a guy. You're on an unsecured phone tweeting, this guy even brings his own toilet. That's how careful he is.
Yeah.
How do you do that? But the sewage system, his toilet, it's a self-contained thing. So the shit that Kim Jong-un takes the shit, all that shit is going back within North Korea, and then he gets rid of it.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that fucking work?
They make sculptures out of them.
I'm serious. Is it? I mean, because do you hear what I'm saying, though? I mean, somewhere that shit is not.
Well, they ship the shit back.
They FedEx it? You're not allowed to FedEx excrement. I know you're not.
Probably flies with him. Probably goes. Probably goes with him. Or they sneak it out and dump it somewhere surreptitiously where they know, somebody else's room, they go and flush it because they're, you know, what are you going to do? Try to sort through the shit of a whole hotel? How do you know?
Yes, absolutely. To get the great leader.
But how do you know?
I mean, I don't know. All I know is that tells me North Korea is more prepared than we are.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
For this Oh, my God.
Trump's shit.
We're going to get fucked.
Trump's shit would just be McDonald's and Putin jizz.
Yeah. Yeah. And sadly, to get to Donald Trump, you really don't even you don't have to go through his shit. You just have to compliment him on his electoral win.
Ooh, yeah.
Or how hot it.
It was so big.
Or tell. Yeah. Or tell him how hot Ivanka is or something like that.
You're very strong and sexy. You remind me of my daughter.
Is he going to marry? What if he marries Ivanka off to Kim Jong-un? Would he do that?
I don't know. He might marry. He might give him Eric. or Tiffany.
I forget.
Even I forget about Tiffany. Why didn't you take that? Take that one.
Tiffany's a liberal, by the way. I think there's a story about Tiffany will post like stuff with hashtag resist on Twitter and shit like that.
Oh, that doesn't make him happy at all.
No, probably not. Dude, you think if you asked someone to name his kids, he would for sure say his youngest kid because that guy's all. I guess he would. Would he? Would he get? You think he'd be able to name all his kids?
Yeah, I think so. There's what, five of them? I think so. After all these years, he could probably. No guarantee.
I think you're right. I think he's forgetting Tiffany. Right.
So those are your headlines. The upcoming summit. And
yes,
Jeff Bosash, making us even more despicable and evil in the world.
This is only 1 year in. We're only 1 year into this bullshit, right?
Yeah,
for more than
I mean,
year.
A year and a half, I guess, if you want to. Sure, a year and 5 months ish.
God, things are getting bad, and we're just sitting around waiting for Mueller. It's like Mueller will bring out some shit, and then people come out and vote in November, and there'll be a big win. I don't feel so confident about all this shit. You know, I really don't.
Well, if this trade war starts hitting some rich old Y people in their Caymans, then
yes,
right in the Caymans, then they suddenly they're not going to be as interested in Trump anymore, and they will send their marching orders to their evil flying GOP monkeys, who will then start saying, well, I don't know about this, about these, some of these troubling Russian connections. I gave the president the benefit of the doubt, but now.
Yeah. Listen, dude, I think Trump is going to pardon everybody for any federal charge. I think so. He wanted to dig up Muhammad Ali and give him a pardon when he didn't even fucking need it.
Oh, he'll do that. Well, yeah, because it's the only black he could think of that committed a crime. I mean,
it's not a total layup. It's not a total layup, these state charges, that they can just come in and get these people with these state charges. I was reading some shit about that. It's not like it's not a given because the state has to make their own case. They have to prove their own case. And from what I understand, I don't know that they can just use Mueller's evidence.
Yeah, they share evidence. People. I'm sure they're sharing evidence at that level. If Mueller recommended, you know, or is working with a case like the Cohen is all state. All that shit against Cohen has nothing to do with Mueller.
Right.
And Pauly Numbnuts has state and federal charges, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's true. Pauly Numbnuts. I mean, I don't know Pauly, but does Pauly seem like a guy that wants to die in prison?
No, and that's why I think Trump is soiling his tighty-whities even a little bit more than Cohen right now, because I think he's worried about Paul Manafort, because if Manafort gets his ass thrown in jail, that's a big difference from being locked in your mansion.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen, I don't know what Paul's house is like, but I assume it's nicer than prison. or jail. I guess
it depends on which one he laundered enough Russian money through. That's what one of the things they've got him on is buying gazillion dollar properties with mysterious cash.
Right. Hey, Paul, the next time you do something like this, why don't you flee to Russia, you idiot? Why not? Why not go to Russia, you know, dye your hair red, blend in? I don't know.
I don't think Putin wants him.
Yeah.
I don't think Putin will want him.
Why not?
Oh, God. That clown, Putin, he's a useful idiot to Putin. And did you see Putin was running around telling the G7, the other six, I told you so? About Trump? He's loving it. You can't
trust, I didn't see that.
You can't trust the United States. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, Putin's loving it.
God. He's happy.
Yep.
Is it true? Putin hasn't been this happy in years. In years, he's never been so happy.
Since his last facelift.
Right. Wow.
I'm just a little bit reading ahead here about what's going on with Canada. This is Canada. He called.
Yeah.
There was one of the pundits on telly said that these idiots running around, these Kudlows, and that moron who said there's a special kind of hell for Justin Trudeau, and Trump himself, that this is unprecedented. This is supposed to be one of our closest allies, and Trump is just outwardly insulting and shitting on the leader of another country.
Ooh.
That's our friend.
We're America.
And claiming and lying. Claiming something didn't happen. Everybody is playing, except of course on Fox or whatever. Everybody's playing this evil backstabbing statement that Justin Trudeau put out. And it was really like, you know, it's I don't know, it's unfortunate these tariffs. I just don't think it's a great idea. You know, it's that kind of tone. But he
right.
did say
we're America.
He did say, you know, the Canadians are very polite, nice people, but we're not going to be run over. We're not going to be taken, you know, we're not going to be bullied and pushed around. And that is the backstab. How dare you call out the bully on bullying?
Yeah, it's pointless to sit here. Well, what has Trump said? I mean, you know, we're America, bitches.
That's what bullies do. You confront them and they start squealing like little pissy babies. Oh, I can't believe you came after me.
I think Trump feels like, because he's in charge of the biggest, baddest country on the block, that he should be able to do whatever the fuck he wants to, because fuck you.
And this G7 thing, everyone was saying, people are saying, well, you know, the rest of the six, no one was surprised that Trump,
right.
Trump signed on to the joint statement they were going to release and then left. Justin Trudeau gave his evil press conference where he said, you know, these tariffs, it is not the way to do things. And we're nice, but we're not going to be pushed around. And then Trump said, I take back my signing.
God. See, like, he's doing everything. He's doing everything he said he did. He's going to do, right? And, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm getting a call on my phone. But, I mean, he's doing everything he said he was going to do. We should expect that he's going to pull us out of NATO. We should expect that he's going to attack Iran. And there's no reason to underestimate this motherfucker. God.
Great job, GOP. You guys are doing a bang-up job.
Good jobs, dickheads. I mean, you know, you know, he's looking for ways to expand his power too. You know, these what happens? Let's say passes an executive order.
Yeah.
What happens if the Supreme Court says they're like, oh, this is unconstitutional? What happens if he just says, well, fuck you, we're going to do it anyway? What could keep him from doing that?
Well, that's the scary part, is that that's why we've always had the balance and struggle of three different powers of equal houses.
Yeah.
But if you've got team treason over in the House mostly,
right,
that will roll over, they might be all for it. Look what happened in Poland.
And what would it matter, though?
Poland had a nice little democracy going, and the equivalent of our Republicans took over, the extremist loonies that we have now, and all of a sudden it was turning into this creepy dictatorship, and the people of Poland took to the streets in gazillions, finally, because there was one thing, they were going to like get rid of their Supreme Court and just have their poobah be in charge. It was going to be, he wanted to get rid of the courts, like Trump.
Yeah.
Court system is very unfair.
I mean, and he's laying the case for all this totalitarian dickbag shit. This net neutrality crap, and how he demonizes certain media outlets. He says they're fake, they're untrue. You know he's going to use this net neutrality shit to say, well, listen, these people, we're calling them fake news, so we're going to throttle their fucking fake news signal because they shouldn't be allowed to be heard. Yeah. I think we've got too much faith in our system. I don't know that our system's that great. We're like, well, he hasn't done anything yet. Yeah, he has. And I don't know that our system's that fucking great.
The Trump's America. God, you know what? Maybe I'm going to save these two Trump's Americas because they're...
For when I'm in...
Yeah, there's some clips for when you're in studio, but racists. Racists abound and emboldened in this fucking country.
God. Fuck everyone. Fuck this racist shit.
Bad news from the SCOTUS.
The SCROTUS.
Supreme Court voted the Gorsuch wing.
Yes.
The illegitimate Supreme Court justice wing.
Right.
5-4 with the conservatives in the majority. They voted to... the good guys lost in Ohio. There was something that the evil Republicans of Ohio are trying to do, as far as, I think it was something like, if we don't hear from you in 4 years, or if you don't vote for two elections, they send you a postcard, and if you don't send the postcard back, they unregister you.
Oh, that's nice.
Something like that. I might have the time frames wrong, but I think it was essentially, if you don't get back to us, you're being unregistered. And the courts there, the lower courts, you know, it's been going back and forth. The most recent decision was on the side of, you can't do that you should just be able to register, and you're registered. You shouldn't have to keep re-registering.
Yeah, because what happens? But listen, what happens if we don't do that? Does that mean there's going to be lots of illegal voters?
That's what they're saying, I guess. Of course, that's the only thing they got. What about the voter fraud?
But it doesn't exist. There is no voter fraud.
Oh, what about those millions of Mexicans that voted in California and put Hillary over in the popular vote?
There is no way listen, man, I think we are so confident in this system. We think this system is going to save us. Listen to this. We got a government that doesn't recognize climate change, but recognizes voter fraud, which doesn't fucking exist. We're on our way to a totalitarian fuck show, and we think that Mueller is going to swoop in with a big, what, you know, like Superman and rescue us. Like, there's going to be a big blue wave in November. We're going to get rescued from these dickheads. We got to figure something out. God. We need to be rescued by somebody. We need the X-Men. We need Black Panther. We need Wakanda.
So the four libs lost on the Supreme Court, overturning the lower court ruling that Ohio's policy violated the National Voter Registration Act. The court's four liberal justices dissented. Voters purged from registration rolls were represented by an advocacy group with the ACLU. And the challengers said Ohio's policy illegally erased thousands of voters from registration rolls in 2015 alone, disproportionately, of course, impacting racial minorities and poor people who tend to vote Democratic. Because the Republicans, if more people voted Republican, the more people were registered, the Republicans would be passing, you get your voter registration the second your finger crests the vagina when you're born.
Oh, yes.
You're handed.
Absolutely.
First thing that goes in your little hand is your voter registration. They would be all over that shit. But they're desperate to cull the herds that are out voting because they realize that people don't like their shit.
Man, we need. Listen, we are. Think about this country right now. Undocumented people are having their families torn apart. People are. Children are being taken from families.
Caged.
We don't know what that. Caged. Children are being caged. But look what the left is saying. The left is saying, go vote. Go vote.
Well, what are you suggesting? We take up arms and go. What the hell?
I'm suggesting look back through history. Well, I mean, look at history. Look what happened. A coup happened. Some dude comes over and kicks out the corrupt government.
Well, I mean, we'll protest if shit gets really hits the fan. If Mueller, there's, I don't know what, 700,000 people signed on alone online that still they say the instant Mueller, if he tries to fire Mueller, Fallermeyer,
yes,
that we're hitting the streets.
For people that, but the shit has hit the fan. I'm saying, at what point do we acknowledge the shit has not hit the fan?
Well, but think about it. June, July, like I said, we're 5 months away from these elections. So, I mean, I think that's when we worry is if things don't go well.
Yeah.
We just need the House. I mean, the House and the Senate would be fucking awesome, but.
Yes.
As long as we just get the House, then we can at least get some real investigations going.
Yep. We got hope. There's hope that it's going to get better. That, you know, sometimes you think, you're like, is that what needs to happen to get rid of Trump?
Well, but we got to watch them too, because they're going to cheat. I mean, there's no doubt.
They are cheating.
There's no doubt. And there's no doubt that probably right now there's somebody talking to somebody who's talking to somebody who's talking to Putin's troll farms. You mean to tell me if these Republicans saw the success of what happened in 2016 that they're not going to try to do it again?
Oh, absolutely, dude.
Of course.
I mean, why else would they be silent?
Right.
I mean, we are in a. This is a what is it? This is a catastrophe. Our legislative bodies are standing by quietly while all this totalitarian dickbag garbage is happening. What our only hope are we're waiting patiently, nicely, contently for these fucking elections that we don't even we knew our election, the last process that were taken from us. This guy wasn't elected president. That's a coup. somebody, Russia, came in there and the Republicans staged a coup and won the presidency. We didn't elect this fucking guy. So, like, the shit has hit the fan. I don't know. It's bad already. It's real fucking bad. And I guess we just wait for these elections and hope for the best.
Well, I don't know. What are you suggesting we do?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Deep state shit. Listen, they talk about the deep state. Like, all the deep state is coming. Oh, I fucking wish. I wish there was a deep state. Because, like, what is the realistic response when Russia, a power, a foreign power, takes our country over? What's a reasonable response to that? They installed a leader. That's crazy, dude. That's the shit we do to third world countries, right?
And you know, with this decision, every red state's going to pass that. Oh, look, it worked in Ohio. We can kick some more Negroes off of the rolls. Woohoo!
You know, I think what a reasonable response would be is, like, we need some of our generals to call up Jerry Brown or some liberal and say, listen, this is crazy. We're not going to go to war with Iran. We're not going to do that. That's not moral. It's not right. We need to take back the White House, literally, you know. Install a temporary government.
I don't think I don't think we need an armed takeover.
I don't know.
But
I hope so. I hope you're right. It looks bad.
All we got to do is take the house in November.
It looks so bad. And I'm looking at the pictures of Trump on MSNBC. I've got it muted here. Why is he so fucking sweaty? Good Christ. He's so sweaty. Somebody powder his ass down for the camera.
I think it's warm there. And humid.
No, in Singapore. Yeah.
He hates travel.
Did you hear a Fox News call? Yeah. Dear Fox News said the summit between the two dictators.
Oh, yeah, that was like Hegseth, wasn't it, or something like that? One of the toadies?
Yeah.
A little slip of the tongue. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Follow us on social medias at Crab Diving, etc. And Crab Diving on the Facebook. And help us out if you like by buying shit. It doesn't cost you anything. If you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Viva la resistance.
Viva la resistance. Dennis Rodman trending on the Twitter.
We're America, bitches. I love that. Breaking news. That's what it says on MSNBC right now. White House aide reportedly explains Trump doctrine. We're America, bitches.
There you go.
Fuck. I'm so embarrassed.
The ugly American.
Don't we have
it? It's the quintessential ugly, obnoxious American. And instead of saying, wow, how culturally insensitive of us to go to your country and act like assholes and expect you to suck our American dicks.
What about Colin Powell?
What about him?
What about Colin Powell? Well, surely Colin Powell is moderate, but he can't be. There's no way in fucking hell this guy supports Donald Trump. There's no way.
Right.
Hey, do you think? Think of this as a movie.
What about it, Colin Powell?
Tom Clancy wrote.
Wait,
Colin
are you choosing?
Powell, we give Colin Powell.
Are you choosing a leader for your armed insurrection? That half of crab diving is advocating when the gulag comes?
I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying imagine it. Because I feel like we're downplaying what is going on right now. This is nuts, man. I know I've been by myself in the pool house for a few days, but fuck me, man. I'm just reading all these fucking headlines, and nothing's good. This net neutrality, freedom of the press, these fucking dickbags walking down. Trump's walking down this out of the plane down these stairs, waving to people. Can't even wave to people like he's normal. He's weird. We need Colin Powell, an army, and, you know, just fix this. Just have Colin Powell take over for a couple months. We have new elections. Bam. Back to normal.
Ryan Pfeiffer at Rated R Comedy. Don't tweet crab diving.
Yeah, yeah. No, listen, I'm saying imagine. That's like an imagine thing, you know?
I see.
It's a movie idea.
It's hyperbole.
Yeah, it's hyperbole.
I'm just doing it. Hey, I'm playing a character.
Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump said he wouldn't take the nuclear option off with Europe. Like, you know, so we should assume he believes that. He said that to Chris Matthews.
Yeah, yeah. He also said that women should be punished for having abortions.
Right. Why is Elon Musk developing flamethrowers? I just saw that on Twitter. Why is he selling a flamethrower?
I don't know. I saw that. He's done that, talked about that before.
Elon, cure AIDS. I think a flamethrower is a shitty thing. We don't need that. Cure AIDS, dickhead. Fuck him.
So, like Trump says, we'll all know soon. We'll all know soon, everyone. Brought to you by Trump Steaks. Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, my God. If he gets away with this shit, it's going to be so bad, dude. If he gets away, he's got to go to jail.
Unlikely, but I think his kids are fair game. And they're going to go down for, unless some kind of a deal gets struck, which is likely. Everybody steps down.
Do you think?
And no charges or something.
Right. Is it true? I was reading that Trump, if he had to pick a kid that had to go down and do jail time, it was definitely going to be Eric because, I mean, he really is just horrendously ugly.
You can have Tiffany, too.
No. I think Tiffany's attractive, you know. I mean, I'm talking about Barracuda face. Yeah, he's hideous looking.
We've got a little bit of a follow-up. There's in the odd case of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul getting body slammed by his neighbor in the front yard, like breaking ribs and shit, and he really fucked him up for a little bit.
Hold on a second. Which one is Rand is the young one and Ron is the old one?
Yes.
Okay.
So the neighbor tackled him, apparently. Rand Paul says he was blindsided or whatever. All kinds of speculation about, you know, he didn't like the politics or whatever. But now we've got a little more info because court filings. In a sentencing memo about Dr. Renee Boucher, Boucher. It's probably Boucher.
Renee Bukkake.
Bucket.
Boucher.
Boucher.
Oh my God.
Boucher. It could be bouquet. So the neighbor is asking a judge for probation. Prosecutors want 21 months in prison. He pleaded guilty to assaulting a member of Congress. Apparently that's a thing. Why are those assholes higher in status than a regular citizen? What the fuck? Seriously. Why are those snowflakes? Why is it a worse crime?
But is it true the judge was looking at this and was like, you know, but it is Rand Paul, so who gives a fuck? Don't worry about that one. He's a dingbat.
The sentencing memo said that Dr. Boucher, was pissed about yard debris on the property line. between their homes. He said that Rand Paul repeatedly placed unsightly yard debris on the property line.
So, like, let me understand this. So, you know, why is Rand Paul doing his own fucking yard lawn work?
On the day before the November 3rd attack, the neighbor burned some debris left by Rand Paul, according to the document. The next day, Rand Paul placed more debris on the spot where the pile had been burned. Motherfucker.
Guy, why again? Rand Paul is out there raking by himself. He's raking and doing lawn work. I mean, he must be nuts. You know, George Bush, he used to go to his fucking, where was his estate in Texas in Bush Hog, right?
Yeah. Where was it?
What's up? It was in Texas. I like to mow my grass. Fuck you. Paint my feet.
He was there for a long fucking time. That was the Western White House.
Right, absolutely.
But he didn't fly back and forth though as much as this fucking asshole did. He stayed there.
Right. Right. Is the Texas White House, was that near Rick Perry's old
It was. It was N-word head. Yeah.
Again, there's a guy in our cabinet, the Secretary of Power and in charge of our nukes, used to go to a place that he called N-word head camp.
Well, he didn't name it.
Spell the N. Okay.
His family
he kept the name.
His family bought it, and that was just a bonus that there were signs up already that said N-word head.
I gotta tell you, if I buy N-word head camp, I am to day one. I'm making it that I'm taking well, the N-word off of all the signage. Because it bothers me.
You're a civilized human being of the 21st century. You're not a racist fuck.
Wow, I don't want to have N-word anywhere. I don't understand this. It's my heritage.
The disagreement. Your heritage sucks. The disagreement over yard debris dates back to 2017 when Rand Paul piled a 10-foot wide stack of limbs on a spot near next to the property. The pile sat until October when the neighbor picked it up, hauled it away in portable dumpsters. He said even though the debris was not on his property, he viewed it as unsightly. It was placed directly in his line of sight from his patio. So it was on Rand Paul. It wasn't even on this guy's property. It was on Rand Paul's property.
Listen, if Rand Paul is putting enough lawn debris out in its front yard, that it has to be taken away with a portable dumpster, then maybe this guy has a point.
10 feet wide. It's a stack of
limbs. That's a lot of shit, dude. You know, you live in Texas. Wait. Where does this dickhead live?
Two more piles of debris. Kentucky, right? Two more piles of debris appeared in the same month. The neighbor burned a pile on November 2nd. The next day, Rand Paul used his lawnmower to blow leaves into the neighbor's yard and then made another.
God, isn't Rand Paul? I mean, this guy ran for president. He's supposed to be a diplomat. This guy is supposed to go to some foreign power, negotiate treaties, things like this. This guy can't even be civil with his neighbor regarding leaves and sticks and branches. Hey, Rand, live next to me. Pile all the shit you want to in your yard. I guarantee you, I won't say shit unless that pile of shit is attracting snakes. Then it's a different issue. Then I'm with your neighbor.
As Dr. Boucher Boucher has stated throughout, he lost his temper and tackled Rand Paul as Paul was carrying branches from another location and placing them on the property line. So this guy took him away. Once or twice, then he burned them one time, and then the next day he put more there, and he finally, then Rand Paul blew leaves on his lawn, and finally the guy had enough, and he saw Rand Paul carrying more sticks, and he tackled him. I don't advocate violence.
Listen,
this is ridiculous.
But it's Rand Paul, and he's a dickhead. I mean, Rand Paul's a white supremacist. He's got that Hitler guy who wrote speeches for him. He's a racist fucking asshole.
Well, and, his father had those newsletters.
Brad, yeah. Don't they have people? Don't they have? Isn't there a lawn service that? I'm just thinking outside the box here, but Rand Paul could have had a lawn service that they'll do your lawn, they'll trim shit, whatever. I imagine they'll take all that shit away and they won't leave it in your neighbor's fucking yard. And then you can avoid this, you fucking dickhead.
Maybe Rand Paul likes yard work.
Right? There's no other explanation.
His family doesn't want to spend time with his obnoxious ass. So he's probably like, fuck, I'm going to go
Paul's
out.
Rand Paul's family?
He's like, I'm going to go work in the yard for several hours. So I don't. They don't have to talk to him. They're like, oh, go.
I mean, I can see how his neighbor got pissed. Obviously, violence is wrong. But does he not have, isn't he a legislator? I mean, doesn't he have better sense than to cut a bunch of, I would never leave that in my neighbor's
yard. No, he's being a
dick.
It would never occur to me. Intentionally being a dick. If he saw the stuff get hauled away, wouldn't you say to your neighbor, hey, man, sorry I left those sticks there. I realize it's killing your view vibe. I'll get rid of that shit next time.
Right.
Let's have a beer.
But if you're an asshole, and I'm about to rattle off a bunch of politicians who I think are fucking assholes, this is your jam. Louis Gohmert is doing this shit all day.
Yeah, that's why. I think
Donald Trump
intentionally being a dick because he knew it bothered the guy next door.
Who else would do this? Donald Trump would definitely fucking do that. Gohmert, yeah, absolutely.
Steve King.
I don't know about Ted Cruz. Oh, yeah. That's – fuck yes. Steve King. Oh, I got one. The biggest asshole. The biggest GOP asshole out there. See, if you, guess who I'm going to say. The biggest asshole. Chris Christie, dude. Chris Christie.
Too many choices,
no one
man.
Else
yeah,
has
yeah,
shut.
Chris Christie.
Imagine. It's a holiday weekend. You want to go to the beach, but you can't because you're the czar of New Jersey. Clean the beaches for himself and his family. He's a fucking asshole. He shut down a bridge out of spite.
Yeah, that was fuck you.
He's nuts. Yeah, Chris Christie would do that. See, this is who the Republicans are. They're fucksticks that'll rake their yard, make their yard look nice, and then dump all their bullshit onto your fucking yard. And then after a while, you can't take it anymore. So you go get them. This is a metaphor for what is going on to our going on with our country. But right?
Well, they're the fuck you party. That's it.
So eventually,
we're America, bitches.
Right?
We're America, bitches.
So the neighbor's not wrong.
Wait, what do you mean? What, for tackling him? He is wrong.
I mean, well, yeah, he's a tyrant. Imagine, but what if?
Oh,
what
God.
If
should
not
this,
only
you think
is
a tyrant?
Paul,
you think
listen
the,
to me.
The neighbor should call Colin Powell to beat the shit out of Rand Paul?
If not only is Rand Paul's dumping leaves, is he also separating children from their parents?
Well, yes, he's a Republican.
Is he disenfranchising voters? I mean, you know. I don't know. Listen, you can't beat somebody up for lawn clippings. But damn, man, if your policies, if your Department of Justice is taking kids away from their families, I mean, doesn't that warrant more of a response than we're going to vote in November? Think about how terrifying that is. Somebody took your kids away. God damn right you would consider violence. I'm not saying that's right, but you would consider it. It would be on the fucking table.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. A few more minutes left here in the big show.
Right.
Are we off tomorrow? We're off tomorrow.
You guys, but we're off tomorrow, yeah.
I think we have to be off tomorrow because you'll be in transit, right?
Right.
Okay, everybody. Sorry about that. No Tuesday show.
Yes, no Tuesday. Sorry. It just dawned on me though, like, you know, when the guy does our yard, he leaves all that lawn debris kind of on the line with our neighbor. We should fix, make sure that doesn't happen. He leaves it right there on the corner, right next to so-and-so's yard, you know? You think she's going to come beat us up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we're okay with the neighbors here.
She seems medicated.
And we're white.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Okay.
It's the panhandle. We're white dudes. We're good. Yes. What else is going on here? We're all eagerly anticipating what this shit show is going to be with this summit. How are we going to find out what goes on in that meeting?
I want to know what they eat.
Cause
what are they going to eat?
They're saying that probably, I mean, the only history we're going to have of this private meeting is the notes from the translators.
Yeah, the spies that are pretending to be translators.
Well, right, yeah. At least on their side.
Well, are there going to be any recording devices?
I don't know. Maybe they'll scan them or something. Maybe they're in a giant skiff. Big Faraday cage.
Well, maybe you swallow them. Yeah. I would make Donald Trump, I would put a tape recorder inside an Egg McMuffin and make him eat it so he can record conversations and everything. Oh, the microphone's hanging out of his asshole right now. That's perfect. Oh, God, it sounds great.
It's crowning.
Ugh.
Faithless Friday was the other day, and I do have a couple of leftovers from Ooh. That. This is a seminary.
A seminary is where you go and you learn how to talk to God professionally, right?
Yeah.
Now, at the same training where you learn, do you also learn how to molest children?
Well, I thought seminary was just a Catholic vibe, but apparently some of the Protestants have them some seminaries also. Because
yeah.
This is the...
Of course, don't be an elitist.
This is the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Fuck you.
I don't have an update yet. I do have an update. But they met for over the trustees had an emergency executive closed door session for over 12 hours.
Ooh.
Debating what to do about the school's president. His name is Paige Patterson.
Paige Patterson?
Paige Patterson.
Are you sure he's not a weatherman?
He's in Trubbs. The former head of the Southern Baptist Convention, he is. I don't know why I read that.
See, that's a big deal. Like, you're making Yoda. A joke about that. Huh? That's a big deal. That's a huge position in that church. That's like the biggest.
Is that the grand poobah?
He's in charge of a lot. Oh, yes.
He's been taking hits this month because they found him encouraging women to stay with their abusive husbands.
Wow.
Because divorce is going against God's will. So shut up and take it. He also made sexually inappropriate comments about a very attractive young co-ed who wasn't more than 16 years old.
Oh, God. What is wrong with us?
And he released what they call a pathetic apology. Basically, was one of those non-apology apologies.
This guy that you're describing, I mean, that's like, it's like the equivalent of the cardinal in the Catholic Church. He's the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. I mean, that.
I wish to apologize to every woman who has been wounded by anything I have said that was inappropriate or lacked clarity.
Oh, God.
See, you don't understand. You just didn't understand.
Can we, when do we get done with religion, man? It's a fail. This God shit is not helping us. I hate it. No more God.
And then
there's no more God allowed.
If you're the head of a church and you're forced to say this next sentence, you're not doing it right. I would also like to reiterate the simple truth that I utterly reject any form of abuse in demeaning or threatening talk, in physical blows, or in forced sexual acts. He's against all that.
Wow. Wow, me too. Oh, we have something in common, right. Creep. Oh.
Kumbaya,
what the fuck?
Lord.
You're right. Kumbaya. Doesn't God, like, I assume, like, God would be against all that shit.
To all people, I offer my apology, but especially to women, to the family of Southern Baptists, my friends, and the churches. I sincerely pray that somehow this apology will show my heart and may strengthen you in the love and graciousness of Christ. Whatever that means. Whatever that means. Anyway, he got fired.
Fired.
He, however, will remain as president emeritus and will get paid.
Oh, okay. So let me understand this. He's still getting paid, but he has less responsibilities.
Right. He doesn't even have to fucking show up.
Oh, my God, dude. It really worked out for this guy. God damn.
She complained allegedly to the, some other poobahs. There was a woman who claimed she was raped, and he told her not to go to the police and to forgive the rapist.
Oh my God.
She was a student at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary at the time when it took place. He was running the school. She said she reported it the next morning to the administrator who handled student discipline. The administrator reported it to Patterson. She was then required to meet with Patterson and three or four male seminarians who were proteges of Patterson's.
Great. So they're little emissaries?
She said she doesn't remember the specific words he used, but he wanted to know every detail of the rape. How fucking creepy.
Oh, my God.
He did not. He and other administrators did not report the incident to the police. Patterson, she says, encouraged her not to.
What? Oh, my God.
She said she was put on probation for 2 years. At the church.
She was.
Yeah. She doesn't know why.
Probation from what?
She says maybe because it was because she was with another man alone in her her apartment, which was against seminary policy. You got raped.
Your
punishment isn't getting raped. Your punishment, we're going to put you on probation for 2 years.
Oh my God. Whatever that means. Hey, Kate, send an email to the guy in charge of the Southern Baptist Convention. Tell him that bad news. I just prayed and talked to God, and God told me that you are definitely burning in hell. I'm sorry. You're burning in hell. You're fucked. Sorry. Have fun roasting, dickhead. Oh my God. Can I pray? I mean, you know. Oh, none of this is real. Oh shit.
It's about that time, everybody. We'll be back not tomorrow, but Wednesday. Ryan back in studio. Tuesday we're off. Kate could do the show, but she's not into it. Thanks for listening.
God damn it, Kate.
To us. Don't forget, help us out. Buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow with the news, or back Wednesday with the news of the summit.
We're America, thank you for bitches.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.